A division has emerged in the Roman Catholic Church over whether or not Christians should vote for the Greens. At the weekend, the Archbishop of Sydney, Cardinal George Pell, warned Catholic voters to be wary of the Greens. He described them as sweet, camouflaged poison. But other Catholic leaders disagree. They say it doesn't reflect well on the Church when a man of that position uses that kind of language. Paula Kruger reports.
The stoush between the Greens and the Christian lobby started late last week when the ACL accused the party of refusing the scrutiny of Christian voters. All major and minor parties were sent a questionnaire from the lobby group, but the Greens refused to respond to 18 out of the 24 questions. Jim Wallace is the managing director of the Australian Christian Lobby.
Even the sex party answered honestly the questions. I don't agree with their positions, but at least they were honest enough to actually put their replies forward and respond, you know, whereas the Greens weren't.
You wouldn't be directing people away from the Greens to the sex party based on that?
I don't support the sex party, but I certainly don't support either a party that doesn't act honestly before the electorate.
The Greens say all their policies are clearly stated on their website. But on the weekend, the Archbishop of Sydney, Cardinal George Pell, also took aim at the Greens in a column published in a Sunday newspaper.
One wing of the Greens are like watermelons, green outside and red inside. A number were Stalinists, supporting Soviet oppression.
Cardinal Pell also said the Greens were anti-Christian and opposed to the notion of family.
We all accept the necessity of a healthy environment, but green policies are impractical and expensive, which will not help the poor. For those who value our present way of life, the Greens are sweet, camouflaged poison.
The ACL's Jim Wallace agrees with the Archbishop of Sydney.
I think that what he said there is simply illustrated by the fact that they've shown so much deception in the way that they've avoided showing their hand to Christians on a whole range of issues, such as euthanasia, abortion, prayer in Parliament, funding of schools, marriage, surrogacy, you know, a whole range of issues.
But Father Frank Brennan from the Public Policy Institute at the Australian Catholic University wasn't impressed with the article.
I was surprised by the tenor of the remarks. The Christian lobby, of course, is a self-appointed group who, as they describe themselves, they are a lobby and they invoke how they would see the Christian gospels to be lived out in the community at large. Cardinal Pell, of course, is in a different class. He's one of the respected leaders, a key bishop of the Australian Catholic Church. I'm a member of the Catholic Church. Most Australian Catholic bishops, of course, haven't used the sort of language that Cardinal Pell has used. I think it's unfortunate language. I don't think there's any need to label the Greens as being sweet camouflaged poison or thoroughly anti-Christian. I know some members of the Greens Party, some of whom I think are thoroughly Christian. And the idea that they're sweet camouflaged poison, I think that sort of language during an election campaign from a respected church leader, I don't think it does any of us any good, least of all our church.
Father Frank Brennan says some Christians like the idea of a third party having the balance of power in the Senate instead of the government of the day controlling both houses. He has suggested voters look for politicians of good character.
And character is something more than religious faith. Definitely those of us who are Christian would say that those who don't have religious faith, we would hope that there are other ways in which they could exhibit strong character. But equally, it's got to be said that not even Christians can claim that simply because they have faith, that they have good, strong and robust character.
Father Frank Brennan says in the future, if the Christian lobby wants to mount such a rhetorical election campaign, bishops should offer a dignified distance and reticence.
Paula Kruger.